are now listening to the
Do Dirty Show.
The stepchildren of hip-hop.
All right, guys, let's get into the interview that I've been looking forward to for a while now. Please welcome everybody. It's none other than Sony Cobain, all right? Hey.
So, this is
Hold on. Wait for your intro, buddy. Here we go.
Okay.
So,
please.
Düsseldorf singt und tanzt. Happy, die lange Version gibt's bei uns online. Und jetzt freuen wir uns einfach, dass er da ist. Hier ist Pharrell Williams, ein Mega-Star zu Besuch in Düsseldorf.
Ja, welcome, Nick.
You're annoying.
Welcome, Biggestar. How you doing?
Yeah, so annoying. So annoying. What's up?
So what's going on? How's everything with you? It's a beautiful
chaotic.
It's a beautiful day here in New York. And
it is.
You got an amazing album that's out called Prison of Poetry that's out now. You can get it on datfiff.com, right? Am I right? Yeah.
It's not an album. It's a mixtape.
Oh, all right. It's a mixtape. Wait, so,
yeah.
So these tracks are not original?
They are original, but
wow.
It's a mixtape. It's
wow.
Great.
Okay. So you're right. So, all right. So a lot of people were always wondering about, you know, your production, because your production is so good that sometimes it sounds like these are already tracks that are out there. You're taking industry beats when they don't realize these are really original tracks.
Yeah, they're original tracks. That's how I do, you know.
Yeah,
you've
been doing that for a long time now, that original track deal.
Yeah, since I started, I've been doing original shit and just doing my own shit pretty much. Or if I do take an industry beat, it'll be something that someone don't know and it'll sound like it's mine.
Boy, pussy.
All right, I like that. All right, so let's talk about I love the album. I heard it the minute, you know, it was released, and I've been listening to it literally all week. You know, it's on my playlist, my personal playlist. You know, and I listen to the track. I want to start off with, you know, just the whole the Broken Hearted Scholars song. I want to talk about that because, you know, it's obviously about your love life. I see that you have a new boo. This past Valentine's Day, posted pictures of you kissing your new boo. How's that going?
You're so annoying. You're so annoying, yeah, I guess.
Well, I'm just saying, you posted it, damn it.
I mean, I guess.
Oh, so it's not still going on?
I mean, I guess.
Okay, so if it's not still going on, it means you're single. And are you throwing boy pussy, or are you smashing boy pussy?
Boy pussy.
It depends. Like, nah, for shit. If I'm in a relationship, then, you know,
it's whatever. It's whatever he wants.
If I'm in a relationship, I'm throwing it. And if I'm not in a relationship, I'm getting it.
Boy pussy.
Sounds crazy, right?
Hey, listen, I get it. I know a lot of bottoms that are like that. They don't feel like they're giving their ass up to anybody unless that man knows how to lay it down.
Boy pussy.
All right.
Chill already, snow. Chill already, snow.
So who you got beef with now? I mean, I know, listen, you've had beef with everyone from, oh gosh.
You said everyone.
it feels like it's been everyone. I mean, you know, you've got your favorite. So. You know, who are people with now, though? I mean, is there anyone?
Who I have beef with? Who I have beef with? Who's everyone?
You got that guy, that Montez guy, and I think you were going after Medina at one time. And
Medina?
Who else?
I never went after Medina, but
I'm an old man. I don't remember these beats. I'm trying to keep current with all these, you know, Kardashians and Carters and things, you know.
I never went at homeboy. But homeboy went after me on a couple of shit on unseen videos and shit, so I mean, he's next.
All right. So how's everything with you and your court case? Okay, let's talk about that. You released you put on Facebook that you were arrested and you were going to court, and it made a couple of people very nervous, you know, that to say that Sonny Cobain is going to jail. I mean, this is not like you. You don't seem like the jail-type kind of nigga, if you know what I mean.
Boy, jail-type nigga, he's stupid. When I was arrested on the 3rd of April, probably the 4th or the 3rd, I know that I had court on the 6th of April. Yeah, it's been chaotic as hell out. But, it's just been chaotic. Like, it's just too much. Like, just way too much. Just going to court is annoying. I have court tomorrow. So, hopefully, something good comes out of it. But, listen, I'm going in tomorrow on some next shit.
Are you ready to do time, though? Are you ready to odds this out?
Yeah. You know what? At first I was like, yo, this can't be. I can't. But I come to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I came to the conclusion and come to, like, you know, face the facts. Like, it is what it is. I just feel like it is what it is. Like, whatever happens. But it's not going to, I don't feel like I'm going to, you know.
So, I mean, do you want to tell us why that you're in all this trouble? I don't know if you may want to tell us, but, you know, like, come on. Why are you in this trouble? You're what, a buck 05, 5 foot two, God damn it. What the fuck are you fucking up? And what was...
It's not jail appropriate.
That's
not jail etiquette.
Okay.
Listen, the shortest dudes are the craziest ones. We're the craziest ones you got to watch out for, so... 5'6" and under, because I'm 5'6". Matter of fact, I'm 5'5" and a half. So 5'6" and under, we're crazy.
See, when crazy comes around me that short, I just step on him or step over him. I can't. No, I ain't got time.
No, bitch, no. Nah, real shit though, but like, I mean, tomorrow, I'm just like, I'm just ready to get this shit over with. Like, clearly, I don't think anything's going to happen because, like, I already started working on two other projects. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm making plans with another out hip hop rapper. So we, like, you know what I'm saying? I have, like, performances booked already, so.
I was about to say, I mean, aren't you performing for Pride?
Yes, bitch. Yeah, I am.
All right. So, obviously, you like Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, can you do it for us?
Yes, bitch, yes.
Yes, bitch. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's tough. Well, not really. I like the three songs I played today. I like Broken Heart Scholar. I like, Everything I Want. I love that song, Everything I Want. And I love Paper Hearts. To be honest with you, Paper Hearts gives me when cannabis was hot. And he was coming off and he was really mad and he was very intellectual and he was really lyrically, you know, complex. That's what you give me on Paper Hearts. And every time I...
You know what? Probably 2 years ago when I first thought I would have took that as a, essay. You want to know why? Because anybody, when I first started rapping and when I first started putting out tracks, everybody was like, oh, you sound like Mace. You sound like Mace. Because I was like, on some, like, as if I'm talking, like, when I'm rapping, it was like, oh, as if I'm almost talking. So I was like, on some Mace shit. And then I was like, I was tired of that shit. So I was like, you know what? I'm about to fucking get grabbed the fuck up on my tracks and spit that shit.
Well, Paper Hunt definitely does that. I also think that you did a great job on 23 is Back. I think that's, something totally different. It's almost like an EDM beat going on there, but you still keep it hip hop. I do appreciate that. What made you do a song like 23 is Back, where it's a little EDM in there?
Honestly, I think it's like experimenting, like, whenever I do shit like that, it was like, you see, at first I was scared to go in the studio because, you know, I'm screaming in that song, so I was scared to go in my studio and, like, have my engineer be up and shit, like, what are you doing? So I was, and I was like, nigga, I'm not to scream, so I just let you know, I'm on some police shit, like, even on Paper Hearts, I was screaming at the end, like, oh, they ain't fucking with me, so I've just been, like, doing shit that I've never done before, like, I think, like, this project sounds way different from His Hustle. Like, oh. I do not like His Hustle.
Well, listen, I think the thing with the first one was that you were very in one direction. You were kind of finding your lane. I think in this one, you know your lane, and you were experimenting with different parts of you in a different lane. If you can understand
yeah, exactly.
that. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, that Everything I Want track, first of all, who produced that track? I think we need to talk about the producer of that track before we even get to the artist that you put on the track.
No, Pace, no, I can't do that. These faggots is watching. I can't tell the producer. But listen, I can say that everybody, like, went to fucking, like, everybody stacked. Like, when I got Will, who sent the verse first? I think it was Will who sent his first. No, it was Billy Hood who sent his first. Then Will, I was supposed to then release that track. That remix, Everything I Want, I was supposed to then release it, like a Boy Mad Out edition. But we had a little complications going on with Chaos and his little, you know?
Oh,
shout out to Chaos. So, I love him.
So you had a little issue getting everyone to. It's hard to get all the guys on one track, right?
No, it wasn't. It was easy, actually. Like, Billy Hood, he sent his right away. Lasso, he sent his right away. Everybody got there right away. Like, anybody that they think. Kelvin, he came to the studio with me, so that was like boom, pow, knockout. So everybody went.
He reminds me a lot of Fabulous. I don't know if he's been told that before, but his tone and his flow reminds me of Fabulous, F-A-B-O. Yeah, yeah.
Well, at least he getting Fabulous because Nick's called me the next fucking Mace.
Well, listen, everyone wants to call, you know, like compare, you know, what rappers and stuff. Let me ask you a question. Who are your top five influential rappers for you? Like, who influenced you when you think about your flow, your style, your who you are?
I would have to say Foxy. I love Foxy and the whole vintage Foxy, not now Foxy, but vintage Foxy, like.
Oh, which you can actually hear, though. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, like Hill Not Era, Foxy, definitely, Max B, Jadakiss. Yeah, Jadakiss, Foxy, and Max B.
And that's three. That's gonna be two more. No Biggie?
You need two more?
No Biggie? No Biggie? No Jay-Z? No Nas?
Oh, Nas. Oh, you know I love Nas.
Yeah,
you know I love Nas.
No, I didn't say you had just dick in your mouth. I said to you, who is Queen?
You're annoying. But yeah, Nas, and I would have to say Nicki. So yeah, those are my top.
Okay. I mean, it is what it is, you know. No, none of the gay rappers influenced you at all either? I mean, you could say it. I mean,
no.
I mean, I don't. Maybe no. It could be no. Maybe you were like,
no, not at all.
Oh,
okay, it's so
right.
Boring. Hey, Lasso.
Oh, okay, all right. You know.
Yeah,
yes, bitch. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, nigga. Yes.
Are you gonna do a remix? Yes, nigga. Yes. Is that what you guys? Know?
Yes, nigga. Yes. I'm sure.
I can't for sure.
I should.
You should do that. You should.
So no, what, I got better stuff coming. So
what do you feel about this? You know, like all the rappers have been a little bent out of shape. I mean, Mayan is, you know, a couple, but most have been a little bent out of
boy,
shape over
pussy.
Over that.
Boy, pussy.
I mean, how do you feel about the boy pussy revolution?
I love it.
Boy pussy.
I love it. Like, I'm a supporter first. Like, you know what I'm saying? And like, what they don't realize is that he's actually helping us, and he might be able to open that door for us. You understand what I'm saying? So how can I hate on that? Like, I don't hate anything about it. Like, he got flow. He got it. Like. He got it. I can't hate on that. Like, I really can't. I can't. I'm not no hater, so I can't hate on that. Like, he's ill. You know what I'm saying? He gets it in. I like it.
I love your answer most of all the answers. And I think because you see it more of a collaboration thing, even when you're not collaborating with someone, other rappers, you are collaborating. Because at the end of the day, if I get through the door first, then that opens the door for everybody
else.
We all
get in. And I'm going to shit up. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, he can do that. Like, he can be that one to, you know, knock that fucking door open real quick for all of us, you know what I'm saying, and they start scouting for, you know what I'm saying, if he succeeds, you know what I'm saying, they're going to start scouting for other gay rappers, so, you know what I'm saying, why am I coming at this young man who's doing something positive for us, like, you know what I'm saying, people not seeing the bigger picture.
Boy, pussy.
I like him.
I
don't know him, but
I love your answer. I think, and you know what, can I say, I think that a lot of it is, I think when the boy pussy revolution started, it was like, oh shit, now I gotta get my shit together, right? I mean, but certain rappers already had their shit together. I think you're one of them who was already in the right positions anyway. You were doing your shit. You're doing your original tracks, your high quality production, your great music videos. So you know what I'm saying? You know, Mark Gage, you're already doing this stuff. You know, like Lasto, already doing it. Like, he's got great material. You guys, even Will Sheridan, like, you guys are ready. You guys are ready. So you're just sitting there going, okay, well, hey, yo, open the fucking door so we can come in too, you know? It doesn't matter because at the end of the day, everyone gets, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter who, you know what I'm saying? He could do that. He could do that into all that. The only beef I have with the boy pussy, the only beef I have with it is that, and it's no shade towards him or anybody else, it's the fact that once again, it's a down south nigga who's doing it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's not a New York.
It pisses me off. It really pisses me off.
It's like, what the fuck are, including myself, what the fuck are we doing that, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
honey.
You got to see Rich, who is, you know,
get the fuck out of here.
It's always the down south niggas that's doing it. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, everybody out here is fucking sleeping. Like, everybody. Montez sleeping. Bryant sleeping. Everybody's sleeping. They all sleeping.
Get the fuck out of here.
So it's time to wake these niggas the fuck up, I think.
Boom!
Yeah, I totally agree. I think a lot of it is that whole thing where, damn, it had to be a down south nigga. But let me tell you something. Got a lot of love from the nigga. I got a lot of love for him in the sense of where he's going. And I really do appreciate this movement. I do like the reignition of this LGBT hip-hop, specifically hip-hop. I know you do Dance Gaze. You guys have been doing it for a long time. The Dance Gaze ain't having a bigger problem than the hip-hop gang. Yeah, you know, because, you know, watch out for that watch out for that Scarface and that Lord Jamal. You know, they're not particular. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing it. I'm happy for him. Like, I'm really, really. Actually, you know what's crazy? Me and Lasso just was talking about this. Like, I was like, yo, like, I really do hope he do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really do hope he does it, and it's about how you go about it. Because I feel like Sissy Rich could have been the one to, like, you know what I'm saying?
The fuck out of here.
He just was like, too caught up in the whole, I don't know. But
I didn't see the sissy rich.
I did.
I'm sorry.
I said only because of the hype. When you have a hype like that, you should be consistent with the thing. And that's the thing with Sly Young Red. He's consistent with everything that he does. You know what I'm saying? Like, he keeps putting shit out, and you keep hearing more and more and more from him. With Sissy wasn't consistent. Like, and that's no shade because I love Sissy, but. It is what it is. He wasn't consistent, and it's all about consistency. So
say something about you, though. I mean, this is your interview, and I do want to say something about you and the way.
Yes, bitch. Yes, keep it coming, let's go.
You what you release and the way you release your music. I think that we didn't think that, you know, after watching Broken Hollow Scholar, and then all of a sudden you got the music video that came out, and then all of a sudden now it was, you know, it was Paper Hearts, and we were all excited. And then the minute I downloaded the album and I heard Everything, You Know, I Want, I was like, that's the summer hit. I mean, listen, I haven't heard a collaboration of all male artists like that since Rolling with Swanee. And I'm being honest with you. I didn't think anything was going to outbeat Rolling with Swanee, but this certainly lays it out. excellent job. You put everyone on there, stepped up their game. I think everyone, I mean, who, no one, even Billy. And I'm not, I'm, listen, I'm a, I like Billy as a person, but I'm not a biggest fan of his. And I am such a fan of this verse. I don't, I, the fact that you said he came in first was, you know, like, wow. And did you change your lyrics? Because, you know, when other people started sending them in, you're like, oh shit, I gotta go in and redo mine. Or did you go with your first run?
Nah, I went with my second run. I mean, the lyrics were the same, but like I said, once again, I was just like trying to like do something different because me and Kelvin opened the song and we were sounding too much alike because I was on like, once again, on some Mace Tab shit. So I was like, yellow Lamborghini, yellow, and then I was like, oh, nah, I gotta re-record my voice. I was like, yellow Lamborghini with more hyper, you know what I'm saying? So I opened it up more hyper and let Kelvin take the smooth shit.
Everyone did that. They Chaos, Lasto. Listen, the song with you and Lasto, the PUI, I love that song. You know, you got, you got a great album, dude, and congratulations on the hard work that you put into it. You can definitely tell you're not, it's not some fly by night go into my basement and record something, Red Martinez.
Nah, there's money being invested.
Thank you.
There's money being invested in time.
Good, that's good. Listen, one more question. So, when was the last time you busted a nut? I'm just curious. Shorty, let me tell you something. This is something about you. If I wasn't married, and I swear to God, if I wasn't married, I'd be trying to bark up your tree. I think so. I think
you're disrespectful.
Totally being disrespectful now. So wait. Yeah, very. Yeah, listen. I feel like I definitely would have had a way in there because I mean, if you fucked around with Elmo, that guy, I mean, he wasn't pretty, and I'm way better looking than he is. So I think I would be the next up to bat. I think I would have been able to smash those that boy pussy.
Boy pussy.
You're so annoying. Listen, I haven't been on Instagram in a minute, but like if you look at my Instagram picture, I was like, yo, where the fuck is my sex life? Like, I don't have a sex life. I haven't been doing anything. Well, let me rephrase this.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Till 2 days ago, I haven't had anything, wasn't doing anything for 4 months. So, I was a virgin up until 2 days ago.
By the way, you know, Paris loves the, you know, his intro. Every day, here Paris.
I know, shout out to Paris. Where's he at?
He's right there. Go ahead. Talk to him. Talk.
Why have you been talking this whole entire interview? I have beef with that.
Because you know what, DJ ain't stopped to breathe once. This DJ does the interviews, and I just comment every now and then. You didn't answer about two of my questions here. That's an improvement.
Listen, you were supposed to be a part of the conversation.
I am. I like the music. Woo, woo. Go, daddy, go. All right. I'm
yes, bitch. Yes. Yes, bitch. Yes. Yes, bitch. Yes. Yes, bitch, yes, yes.
No, bitch, no. My life is a fucking movie, hey, no. 100 bucks and it's at me, hey, no. More queen, less talk, more peso. I'm like, no, bitch, no.
Well, you know what? Go on. Next time you're in the studio, you do the drop, you send it to me, I'll put it on the board. My life is a fucking movie, hey, no. 100 bucks and it's at me, hey, no. More queen, less talk, more peso. Fuck around, get your head squished. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
He did that already. Wait, what the hell is this?
I hate that song.
Yeah, Seduction.
What the fuck do you mean you hate this song? This is how I came on to the Keem Sonny Cocaine. Okay, you know what? I'm denouncing. I'm taking back my membership. I no longer want to be there.
No, you can't do that. But I just hate, you know why I hate this song? Because I feel like that's the song, like that's my it song. So I feel like me personally as an artist, like I don't do club songs no more. Like I don't do like a get you up type song no more because I feel like nothing can fucking, this is me personally, I feel like nothing can outbeat Ghost Daddy. Like, whenever I perform Ghost Daddy anywhere, it's like a fucking turn up. Like, it's like a fucking turn up. That's what Rashette Hope supposed to do with ourselves. What the fuck? I love the intellectual, but that's what you do when you're by yourself.
A new name.
And your feelings, you may smoke a blunt. You got to do that then. But when I'm out, I need to be festive.
Y'all are so annoying. But yeah, Ghost Daddy is annoying.
But I must say, out of your whole body of work that I have been exposed to, I actually am a fan of yours, because you, as far as your lyrics, the way you formulate your verses and whatnot, I actually like, regardless if it's festive, ratchet, intellectual, deep, inspirational, I have a tendency to usually like your work. So that's a big shout out to you.
Yeah, shout out to Ghost Daddy,
So when is our seduction going to be on your next?
Hold up!
Yeah, fuck the questions you asking about. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. even if you won't have me as a video host session, at least have me singing a track on it. You know what I'm saying? But that's it. Wait.
Yes, honey.
Video. Wait. After, listen, depending on how everything plays out tomorrow.
You know, he may be
locked up. Right, because then I just may have to shoot you some commentary. Tomorrow, I'm shooting two videos in July. Yeah, I'm shooting two videos in July. But I already have the Paper Hearts video done. But I'm not going to release that yet.
Uh-huh, honey.
Now keep in mind that I'm an artist, and I'm sensitive about my shit.
My shit, exactly. Exactly.
I'll make it happen. I'll make sure you guys connect to that. I definitely think that it would be perfect because, you know, Seduction's got too much talent to be stuck under this radio.
Yes, and he can sing. Listen, and I know that he can sing. Like, fuck out of here. I be needing male singers. Like, you know how I write.
Yes, and you need some men on your hooks. You know, I love Joy now, but if you use her for the next goddamn album, I swear to God, I'm going to stab you. So, listen.
Sure, no, listen. That is hilarious. No, listen. The reason why I use Julie, because all of these songs are coming from my heart, and she understands where they come from. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's my best friend. So,
she's great at. Let me tell you something. I'm only messing with you, Joy. I love her voice. I love her on this. This one song, though, I was a little like, but let me tell you something. All the other songs, I love her on them. She's just right. And I think you do guys connect, especially when I saw the video. I was like, you could see that there's chemistry there. But let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I swear, no more than one song next album. I swear to God. And you got to.
You know what? Listen, I'm going to play her on one song. Just one
on the next album. Listen, I'm doing like a Watch the Throne type shit with another artist. So we might need her for a song.
Okay.
So just one song.
Just one song. That's it. Because then after that, it's too much. Crispy chicken. Crispy
chicken. Too much
crispy chicken in the room, honey. No, we need to flavor that shit up with some shrimp or some shit. You got too much chicken.
That is my That's my sister voice.
Yeah, she's amazing. And give a big shout out to Tim T. Medina and Apollonia. I know those are peoples too. And, you know, I'm looking forward to everything, you know, seeing you this summer if you're not locked up. You know what I'm saying? And, you know.
You stupid. Nah, I'm going to be Gucci because
even if they try to do some wholesome bullshit tomorrow, which I don't think, it depends on the person who, you know, it depends on the person. So.
Yeah, he told me when somebody set his whole house on fire, Clorox all his clothes, and broke his closet.
Let me ask you a question. This one is going a little over because you're really good. You're a good guy. Let me tell you something. How do you feel about Bobby Lights? I want to know how you feel about some of these new rappers coming along. How do you feel about Bobby Lights?
Oh, yo, that could be perfect. I don't know who that is.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God. All right. Okay, good. Let's try someone else. Leaf One. You know, Leaf One was the one that was on David Letterman, and, you know, he seems to be the new hot, you know, ugly black thing on campus. You know, how do you feel about him?
I don't know who that is.
Get the fuck out of here.
Alright.
Real shit. I really don't know who that is, because, like, I will say that somebody had wrote me, and it was like, how is it that they basically just, like, on some shit, like, basically, like, how is it that these people are getting exposed and you're not, and you're actually good? And I explained to them not to be funny, and this is not shady shit, and this is the same thing I was told last, though. I was like, listen, Boy Pussy was supposed to be you, not the actual song, but that blow up was supposed to be you. Like, if you listen to his song, Miami and May, Labor Day and Atlanta, that song in my head, I seen niggas fucking Palm Beach, everything, like, I seen it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I seen it. The one thing that me and Lasso, and this is no shade towards any gay rapper, like, I support everybody if they not coming at Tony Colbert head, but the whole thing, I was like, me and one thing about me and Lasso is that we're not, like, we just instead, like, if you listen to our songs, like, you can bump our shit. You know what I'm saying? The straight world, however you want to call it, whatever you want to call it, they can bump our shit. You know what I'm saying? But, like, unless we say some such shit, like, if I say some shit, like, I did the hard time, or I'm talking about a nigga specifically, but any other track, you never know that I'm fucking gay just by listening to the track. You know what I'm saying? Where you have these people who, you know what I'm saying, they're more like, I switch it up. They just completely, like, you know, like, fuck that.
Yeah, I used to share you and Lasso's music to some of the guys at work. Specifically Lasso's music when he, you know, when that album Where's Vivian came out.
Uh-huh.
I was shooting from the top of every mountain that I could. You guys have gotta download this fucking album. This album is amazing. I think it's like, to me, it's like blueprint level. Like, it's really like the Black Album to me. Like, amazing.
I totally agree with you.
Let me tell you something. I like what you guys are doing. And I've listened to Dream Wild. If you listen to Dream Wild, it tells you a lot about these two right here. You know, you guys have great chemistry also. So, but only one goddamn song next time, okay? And you gotta find someone else. Stop.
Wait for who? Lasso?
So, let me ask you a question. What happened to our first lady? Why wasn't she on your album? You should have reached out to her. I'm sure she would have did something for you.
Listen, I'm going to reach out to Splash or the next one, but it was like a boys' night out edition, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no problem. I
love Splash.
Oh, okay. Where's she at? There she goes.
Yeah, where's she at?
What? Am I wrong?
Okay, so there you go.
Not at all, honey. No, bitch, no. You fucking right. No, bitch, no.
You gotta love her, right?
Yes, bitch, yes. Yes, bitch, yes. Yes, bitch, yes.
Yes, bitch, yes. Yes.
So how do you feel about the Michael Jackson hologram? Did you get a chance to watch the Billboard Music Awards? Or were you excited about that, or...?
No.
Yeah, you're too young. What are you, like 12? I can't take you.
No,
anymore.
Bitch. No. No, bitch. No,
No,
I wasn't excited. I mean, listen, I've just been, like, dealing with this whole court shit, and, like, every day I wake up like, yo, what's gonna happen? Like, I was in court for my son yesterday, and I was like, shit, I gotta be in this court in, like, 2 months. I'm just like, I just went with her to, like, support her, and I'm like, yo, like, it's not a risk to my mind. So, like, I haven't gotten a chance to, like, listen to any new gay rappers. I haven't been focused on that. I've been focused on me, myself, and I, music, and all that other good shit, but, yeah.
Well, that's good. Listen, we gotta go. I finally have to get out of here. I gotta.
Adios.
Still have a show to do. We still gotta get to your 7 minute song over here, and so we can come back and we can close out the show. I had a great time with you, Sony Cobain. Everybody on the phone, you guys can pick up Prisoner Poetry, the mixtape. It's on
datpip.com.
All right, and my favorite song actually. out of all the songs I think everyone should listen to, it's the first song, Nothing In My Way, all right? Nothing In My Way.
Yeah, that's the shit. Mm.
Yeah, so I like your album from beginning to end. Nothing In My Way, Paper Hearts Champion, you know, even The Wish You Hated Me, I love that song too. The Heart's Eye, P-U-I, Everything I Want, Broken Heart Has Got a Gifted Curse, and Keep Calm at 23 is Back. Great album, though. Great album. I don't usually say this, but this is one of the few shows that I've been able to play all of your music and every song was hot. All right?
go get
your ass lubed up and get ready for jail in court tomorrow. And
you keep saying y'all incorporate me. How the fuck does this work? I ain't said shit.
Because you me. Good luck tomorrow. You gonna be home. We not gonna be on the show screen if we saw me. So if I text DJ tomorrow and be like, yes, bitch, yes, I'm good.
Yes, bitch, yes.
Look, if he doesn't get a text message, then I'm sending you some commentary. Honey buns.
Y'all are so annoying once again. But, alright, I'm gonna let you back though.
I wanna fuck you.
Alright, gotta get out of here. Get out of here.
Alright, good luck, brother.
Keep it locked here for the 2:30 show. We come back, I'll get some things off my desk, and we can even have a conversation about the interview you just heard, okay? You can call us in at 912-372-8255. I already see someone on the phone. So we'll be right back with more, right? I'll let you know, right? Who knows?
You are now listening to the
Do Dirty Show.
The Stepchildren of Hip Hop.
This is Mariah, and you are listening to DJ, the host of the Do Dirty Show.
That's what you're waiting for. Yeah. This from my real niggas blowing money. Yeah. Think it's a game, cause we ain't throwing money. You know I get it all.
That's dope, nigga. That ain't for the show, nigga. You better get your hope, nigga. Cause I get it. I won't, I fall, nigga. And my money sitting tall, nigga. And I ain't nothing like y'all, nigga. Cause I eat
Yo, yellow Lamborghini for a yellow bad nigga. When I pull up to the curb, man, I'm stunting on them niggas. Whip, rallying for respect. Me mugging with the ill grill. Is death upon these streets, nigga. Call that shit roadkill. Duffel bag full of snow in the summer, cause it's grind time. Always in the lead, especially when y'all niggas way behind time. Don't be mad, all I touch is paper like a mailman. This ain't the beach, but nigga, you could get the shells, man. Killing all combat niggas when I'm flat. Chillin' all living in the mansion with bomb strap. Most real niggas say my living is complex. Concrete jungle with gorilla and why snacks. The cops need bundles there, crooked as fine steps. My block keep watch, nigga, never hook, watch back. Keep the razor on me, mess mass, and the taser on me. 1200 volts to the coward, try praying on me, nigga.
I can put you on, so what you hating for? Yeah, this from my real niggas blowing money. Think it's a game, cause we ain't throwing money. You know I get it all.
That's dope, nigga. Nah, it ain't for the show, nigga. You better get your hope, nigga. Cause I get everything that I want. I fall, nigga. Get my money sitting tall, nigga. And I ain't nothing like y'all, nigga. Cause I get everything that I want.
Everything all black, why you acting like he everything all that? The way you walk, make you wanna break off that. Get a taste shorty, make you wanna take off that. I don't really know if you could take all that. I'm the mix, baby, you could bake a cake off that. Make a nigga wanna put his whole face on that. The credit cards approved, hotels off crap. And everything's a go. Trinidad, James, everything all go. When I pull up to the scene, everybody like, whoa. Can somebody tell these niggas that it's bedtime?
It's bedtime.
It's bedtime. Know some niggas up north doing fed time. Know some niggas that's home on house arrest. They ain't gonna mean it's mid-drug counseling, nigga. Can't sit with us, you ain't standing online copping kicks with us. You ain't even in the mix blowing clips with us. You fuck with us.
Could jump like double dutch.
I'm in the coupe with a couple sluts, and if you cute, I might even let you lift the dutch. Bad bitches long hair, big butts and stuff, and I don't even shit on niggas. I be busting up.
What? Yeah, I can put you on, so what you hating for? Yeah, this for my real niggas blowing money. Yeah, think it's a game, cause we ain't throwing money. You know I get it all.
That's dope, nigga. Nah, it ain't for the show, nigga. You better get your hope, nigga. Cause I get everything that I want. I ball, nigga. Yeah, my money sitting tall, nigga. And I ain't nothing like y'all, niggas. Cause I get everything, nigga. I want.
Play hard, work harder. If it ain't about cash, I don't bother. Turn shady like the house is slaughtered. Cause it don't make sense. You ain't talking dollars. Can't give two shits about your two cents. Get everything I want, won't ask for shit. Load in the bag so fabulous. You can trick for a month, still amount to this. I pull my own weight. I do my own thing. These niggas can't hang like baby ding-a-ling. Jingling, jingling, fuckers on your biscuit. Get shot if you cross that line like biscuit. That's life you have when I'm sorry. I missed it, talk good shit, but you ain't lived it. I live that real rap, real trap. Flip that, sit back, lay back, get that, get that. You only stack with your income tax. Ain't nobody got time for that. Got a cold pot for you thirsty niggas. Feed you the bullet, serve you the trigger. Bow in your mouth, you still for dinner. Just what losers get for fucking with a winner.
I can put you on, so what you hating for? Yeah, this for my real niggas blowing money. Yeah, think it's a game, cause we ain't throwing money. You know I get it all.
That's dope, nigga. Nah, it ain't for the show, nigga. You better get your help, nigga. Cause I get everything that I want. I ball, nigga. Yeah, my money sitting tall, nigga. And I ain't nothing like y'all, niggas. Cause I get everything that I want.
Sign a W-9 to talk about my life.
Life.
When the world told me I was wild and living right.
Right.
Now I get a stack and stay in different city night to night. Speeches on my thesis, educate teachers, I'm nice.
I'm nice.
JFK, LGA. Exit Newark if you send a car my way. No subpar bars by me. I see Sony grinding. So skip me on that. He said, he say,
press play and rewind me.
Rhyme me. Lot of love. All the giant ones. Maybe pop a bottle, bitch. Fucking smoke a blunt. I get everything I want. Plus more. Giant service. Stone cold face. Rushmore.
Yeah. Put you on, so what you hating for?
What you hating
just
for?
Just for my real niggas blowing money. Yeah, think it's a game, cause we ain't throwing money.
You know we it ain't a game. That's dope, nigga. That ain't for the show, nigga. You better get your help, nigga. Cause I get everything I want. I ball, nigga. Get my money sitting tall, nigga. And ain't nothing like y'all, nigga. Cause I get everything I want.
Suicides on the post. I'ma show you how to ball without a code. You can't pronounce what they can't afford. I laugh, y'all suppose. But that just goes to show you, you ain't on the level, you a little below, bro. Wayne ain't a gangster, neither is over. Gotta leave the hood shit alone to blow up. Old money makes the choice. New money is caddies and Rolls Royce. Got a sugar daddy, a fatty with no voice. Shocking straight boys, making you a big voice. I don't follow the trends. Chariot of Apollo, hollow him in. Initiate the bullshit, I'ma make it in. I'ma cheat straight up, I don't bend. With a bagpipe, kill them. Got your boyfriend naked once again. No draws with his balls on his shins. Working like a partisan, pushing in twins. What you know about me, money? Spell check, you gonna sell me something. You ain't loyal, my crew's hard boiled. Head in the soil, throw it up for your game, bitch.
I can put you on, so what you hating for?
Yeah.
This for my real niggas blowing money. Think it's a game, cause we ain't throwing money. You know I get it all.
That's dope, nigga.
That's dope.
Nah, it ain't for the show, nigga.
Nah.
You better get your help, nigga. Cause I get everything that I want.
Yes, I ball, honey.
Get my money sitting tall, nigga. And ain't nothing like y'all, nigga. Cause I get everything that I want.
Put money on the foot. Put money on your boy. Look, y'all put money in a bank. Did a couple things that you broke niggas ain't. Got a 401k, never put it on display, never put it on the tape. Keep my money on us. Eat steak on a plate at the 4-star joint. Don't reach for your purse, don't worry, it's on us.
Nah,
don't worry, it's on me. Nigga, too cold, snow flurry on me. In a G-star jean and a dirty OT. Nigga, still go hard, flow burning on a beat. Nigga, last throw, no cap for the dough. You can clap for the hoe or gag on a pole. You can chat on my back or back on my cap. You a back, you a little bag, lady hoe. Ay, no shade, love hoe. I don't put change on the chain anymore. I don't put pay or pay for a dough on this shit. Ain't like I'm 18 no more. Nigga, I'm grown.
I'm grown, nigga.
Got grown folk money.
Uh-huh.
I shot niggas pay your loans. Or they repo, dummy.
I know them anywhere you see the dough. Yeah. I can put you on, so what you hating for? Yeah. This for my real niggas blowing money. Yeah. Think it's a game, cause we ain't throwing money. You know I get it all.
That's dope, nigga. Nah, it ain't for the show, nigga. Better get your help, nigga, cause I get everything that I want. I ball, nigga, yeah, my money sitting tall, nigga. And I ain't nothing like y'all, nigga, cause I get everything that I want.
You are now listening to the
Dude Dirty Show.
The stepchildren of hip-hop.